This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Katarina Sestarek. The American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri says it is disappointed that the state Supreme Court has rejected survivor benefits for the same-sex partner of a state trooper killed in the line of duty. In a 5-2 opinion released Tuesday, the court said that Kelly Glossop was not eligible because he never married his partner of 15 years, Dennis Engelhard. Missouri state law restricts benefits to a surviving spouse, but also forbids gays and lesbians from marrying. The ACLU's legal director, Tony Roddert, says the impact of the ruling goes far beyond the denial of benefits, which would have helped Glossop financially.
Yeah, I just can't imagine losing your partner, having the state say that you were strangers, and having the Missouri Supreme Court say that's okay. I think that's the most painful part of the decision for him.
Roddert says there are same-sex couples who married in other states and are being denied benefits in Missouri, but did not say if the ACLU is planning another legal challenge. An interim Missouri House committee has resumed examining the state's Medicaid system this week. As Marshall Griffin tells us, lawmakers spent part of Tuesday taking a closer look at how some other states with GOP-led legislatures have expanded Medicaid.
Committee member Chris Mullendorp was the only House Republican to support Medicaid expansion during this year's legislative session. He says Missouri should consider adopting Florida's practice of using Medicaid to cover so-called wraparound services, such as providing transportation for kidney dialysis patients.
A copay, a spend down, a deductible, whatever you want to call it, is not relevant. They can't get to the dialysis clinic. They either are so ill they cannot drive, or they don't own a car, or they don't have a friend or a family member who's in a position to drive them.
The committee also discussed Arkansas's recently approved Medicaid expansion, in which federal money will be used to help the poor buy private health insurance coverage. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The committee is scheduled to resume hearings today. A potential statewide sales tax to improve road conditions gained new life recently, but not everyone thinks the initiative is a good idea. KBIA's Beth Ann Carroll tells us one organization is speaking out against the proposed tax.
Many organizations throughout the state are actively campaigning for funding to improve road conditions, but the Missouri Association for Social Welfare is opposed to an initiative petition that would establish a 1-cent sales tax. The proposed tax could raise $8 billion to help improve road conditions throughout the state. MASW Executive Director Jeanette Mott-Oxford says better safety and road conditions are important, but the tax could hurt some citizens more than it could help them.
Anytime you create regressive sales taxes, hurting the purchasing power of low-wage people, you make it harder for people to secure basic human needs like their rent and their utilities. And we think that this has the potential to make poverty deeper in our state.
Mott Oxford says there are other options for raising money for road projects without hurting lower wage residents, like changes to the state's income tax system or a refundable tax credit that serves as a rebate for people below certain levels of income. The group behind the initiative petition says the sales tax is the best way to raise the large amount of money that's needed to improve Missouri's road. The petition is waiting for the Secretary of State's office to approve the petition language. If the initiative petition receives enough signatures, the issue may be put on the statewide ballot in May 2014. Beth Ann Carroll, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek.